Good morning and welcome to My Morning Rant. This morning we're going to continue our conversation from yesterday when we talked about Abraham and his faith and how he hoped in his faith. Why? Because faith is a law. As I've been saying and teaching you guys that God uses the law of faith, and he used the law of faith to create the universe when he said, let there be light and so forth. He made us in his image and likeness that you can create whatever situation we need in our life by using the law of faith. For the scripture says anything outside of faith is sin. And we know that when Adam fell, was that he lost faith in God. He did not believe in God. He believed in what that was disobedient to the word of God. And his faith shifted from the word of God to believing what was told to him about the fruit, that he's going to know the difference between good and evil. Didn't understand that he was already of like God material, because the Bible says that I made you as God in the book of Psalms, and then he says that, but you will die as mere men. So we see then using the life of Abraham, as I started yesterday, that he put his hope in faith. In the law of faith, we can strip it down to that, to bring his desired outcome. But it also requires that some actions from him. We talked about the action that was required. And the same with Sarah also. She utilized her faith according to Hebrews, and they got their desired outcome. And our goal is so that we can utilize our faith. We don't need to redo the process, develop a new process. We are going to copy this particular, imitate, if you will, because the scripture says that we ought to be imitators of Jesus Christ, be imitators of God, and so forth. So we want to imitate the father of faith to see how he got his, so that we can get ours. And so we see the first principle is that he put his hopelessness in the law of faith, or his hope. And he said that I'm going to get it by utilizing the law of faith. So he began his journey. And I always tell you guys that of every faith journey has a test. And so it's designed that way, because the enemy doesn't want you to get what you're going after. So we see that he started the process. We saw that he was not weak in faith by giving glory unto God. Now, this is very important, this aspect right here, because it leads into the other aspect or the other principle, how we obtain things from God. And so we can see this process. And he says he was not weak in faith when he considered the other impotence of his own body, which was as good as dead, because he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb, or deadened womb. So he looked at it, and they didn't care. They didn't look at their surroundings and really bought into it as Peter did. Peter looked at his surroundings, and he bought into it, and he began to sink. So the next process, as we see with Abraham, was that he did not allow unbelief, distrust, or anything made him to doubt from what? From the word, the promise that you're going to be the father of many nations and so forth. So he didn't move from the word. Whatever word you are utilizing, you got to find it, because that's going to be your compass, your North Star, that you're going to be holding on to regardless of what your circumstance is. Because we talked about, we are now letting go of the facts of our situation and embarking on a journey of believing the truth. Before all those many years or whatever, we've been believing in the facts, but we are embarking on the journey of believing the truth. So he did not allow any kind of distraction, and so that you and I will not allow it. But he did a few things within that space of not allowing doubt and unbelief and all those stuff. It says here his battle was with unbelief or distrust. So as he began to do this, it says he was not weak in faith, but was strong in faith by praising God and by glorifying God. And that is very important. And it leads into the next principle, and I'm going to read that. And then we're going to go into other scriptures to bring out the truth about what we just read. So it says that after he began to worship God and he stays in that state of praise and worship and glorifying the Father, things began to happen to you, as he said, and he became, the scripture says in verse 21 in Romans chapter 4, says he became fully satisfied in the Amplified translation. Says that he became fully satisfied and assured that God was able and mighty to keep his word and to do what he had promised. Other translation said he fully convinced, he got fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. So he wasn't fully convinced when he started the journey that God was able to do it, but he became fully convinced. How did he become fully convinced? By praising God. And so we are going to look at this principle right now and understand some stuff here, because this is what makes life kind of interesting and beautiful, if you will. So let's go to Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 and 19. I'm going to read a picture of barrenness within your situation. Remember, we talked about it being a seed. And when you and I are pursuing our pregnancy, if you will, we don't see anything because that seed there, that miracle took place. The miracle is the fact that we started the journey, because a few weeks before or a few months before, we wasn't on that journey. But the fact that we started that journey, it indicates that that is a miracle in itself, because we got convinced enough to begin that journey. And once we release the word of God in that stuff, in that situation, the Bible tells us that the word of God is a seed, okay? And so, but within the seed being germinated, okay, and it being a blossom fruit, we are not seeing anything. And so because we are not seeing anything, most of us will give up, or we will quit and begin to switch our focus, as did Peter. Peter was walking with Jesus Christ, and he started out where the storm was a mess. And that's the whole beauty of that story, because all of our lives, the storm is a mess. And so we'll start out the journey within the mess. And so Abraham started the journey within the mess. He didn't have a kid. And so that was a messy situation, because God had made a promise to him, and he hadn't seen any desire to kid and all that stuff. So it was messy, if you will. But that's where we start our journey. We don't start it when it's all clean and everything is beautiful and so forth. It started in a mess. So it says in Habakkuk, though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vine, though the olive crops fail and the field produce food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stall, yet I will praise God, or praise the Lord. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of deer. He enables me to tread on heights. And so that's a picture of what it looks like when it is unknown to us that what we are doing. But you got to remember, the Bible tells us that we are like God. We are just like him when we utilize that law of faith. And when we start our journey, it is a law of faith that we utilize. Let's take a look at the woman at the issue of blood. I always use her because it's a lot of fun with her, because she utilized that ability very clearly, and it was stated for us to see. She was sick. She was dying. She heard that Jesus Christ is a healer. She spent all her money and so forth. And this was a well-off woman. And she was at the end of her rope. And that's mainly where most of us have to go, to the end of our rope. I know with the prodigal son, he went and he sat down and ate the pig. That was his at the place of the pigs that he got the revelation, and that revelation caused him to stand up and start walking, going towards his father's house. So many of us have to go and hang out with the pigs for a little while before we can get sick and tired of being sick and tired. So this woman who had spent every money, all her money, she had faith. She had faith in the current healthcare system because she was out there spending all of her money pursuing whatever those doctors had said to her. And so it didn't work. So she heard someone talking about Jesus Christ, probably just came from one of those events, that he had. He was in a stadium and he heard about Jesus, or he saw some healing. And so he was talking, who knows, he didn't say he was talking to her, she said she heard. And he probably was talking to somebody else. But she had some faith though. And so when she heard that, the Bible tells us that she said within herself. So, and I said that to you guys yesterday, I made you guys make known to you that it's the soul of the man that hears it. And the Bible says when he hears it, faith comes by hearing. So when he hears it, that means that faith is there. Okay, faith comes by hearing. So when she heard it, faith was there. And she said with her faith. Remember when faith was with God and he said, let there be light, and there was light. When faith was God and he created, it happened, and we are created in his image and his likeness. So this woman, when faith was present, right? She now is, according to Hebrews chapter 1, chapter 11, verse 1, it says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for the conviction of things not seen. So what was she hoping for? She was hoping for her healing, but she was convinced that if she can touch the hem of his garment, that she's going to get her healing. She had become, as you said, she had become fully persuaded that God was able to keep his word, that Jesus was able to keep his word. She was fully persuaded. Why? Because faith was present, and she went off on the journey to fulfill what she had said, what her faith had said. And she said, if I could touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to get my desired outcome. So she took off. And so this thing, faith, the Bible tells us, that's the ingredients that without it, it's impossible to please God. So you and I can't even please God without it. So it is the thing that we are looking for. The Bible says that with man, nothing is possible, but with God, all things are possible. How? Because God knows how to utilize the law of faith to get exactly what he wants. And Jesus did the same thing. When Jesus needed money and all these things, he told Peter, go to the river, the fish is going to give you the money, and go pay our taxes. Why? He did that by faith. He wasn't worried, if you will. Peter was a little panicky, but Jesus didn't worry because he knew how to utilize the law of faith. He knew how to use it. He walked on water. He did all of those things. Okay? So when this woman heard, faith was present. She declared what she wanted, because the Bible says that we must decide a thing and declare it. She became fully persuaded, and she decided that I'm going to touch the hem of his garment, and she declared it. She took off, and she was pushing against the crowd, and she went and she was fighting. She wasn't even interested in Jesus Christ, didn't even want to talk to him, had nothing, didn't want anything to do with the man. And so she just wanted to touch the hem. So imagine Jesus, him walking, scraping on the floor, and he's doing his thing. And this woman is on her knees, if you will, or whatever, however she's going to get there. She has to get there, right? And so she is going to push through this crowd, that test that I talked to you guys about. And so she's going through. She don't care. She did not allow unbelief, doubt, and all those things like what Abraham had to do. He did not allow all those things. Sarah had to do it. He did not. She did not allow it. They kept having intercourse and making love because they did not take their focus off of the word of God. She did not take her focus off of what she had said. That is powerful words, because it is words that was spoken from a place of faith. That's where you have to be. Now, what is unity in man? The Bible tells us that we are spirit, soul, and body. Her entire being line up with the words that she spoke. She She said, if I could touch the hem of his garment, that's all I need, and I got it. She was in harmony with herself, and she went and she got it. And when she touched him, he says, who touched me? Now, the crowd was pretty bad. You know, the crowd was pretty bad. Now, that's the same thing that Abraham did. And Abraham touched God through his word. And when he touched God through his faith, after he became fully persuaded that God was able to do what he said he was going to do, the Bible tells us that he got his promise. That's how you and I are going to get it. So we see that it when the fig tree doesn't prosper, when the situation is an absolute mess, and it doesn't seem like it's going to be happening, remember, it's a seed, it's germinating, it is causing some changes in you. You are the one that it's changing. You are so concerned about this stuff coming that you're not paying attention to you being changed. The change is not about the stuff. Once you are changed, the stuff will come. Why? Because once you have changed and you have now, you are now in faith that what you said, calling those things that are not as though they were, you're calling things out of the realm of the unseen into the seen. You can only do that by faith. And so you and I have to allow the praising towards God, the worship of our giving worship to God, to become the catalyst by which is going to change you and I, to cause us to be convinced, cause us to be sure, cause you and I to become engulfed with the power of God so that we know that he is going to do what he says he is going to do, because that's what we are asking him to do with God. All things are possible. So the Bible tells us that in Mark. And so if all things are possible, then we have to give him the ingredients that he wants from us to make that a possibility into our life. And everything that we've been talking about is from faith to faith. That's why he was meeting with his man, Adam. It's so that Adam can learn faith to faith. So we see then that in Mark 11, and we missed this first part of the scripture and started running around into the other part when Jesus says, have faith in God, Jesus answered. Truly, I tell you, if anyone say to the mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he had say will happen, it will be done. So that person, in order to do that, they have to become like that woman, and they have to become like Abraham. They have to become fully convinced that God was able to do that. That person, because it says, if someone says to that mountain, why? Because faith was there that caused that man or that someone to say to that mountain. If there's no faith, he can't speak to that mountain. And so faith was present in order for him to say to that man, go and throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt. See, there's no doubting. There's no unbelief. He's fully convinced that God would be able to throw that sea into the mountain, into the sea. It will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing means be in faith that you have received it, and it shall be yours. But the key to this whole thing was have faith in God. If you don't have faith in God, how in the world are you going to get any of that stuff? See what I'm saying? That's the key to that whole scripture. How do you and I now have faith in God? Abraham showed us. The woman with the issue of blood showed us. By praising God, staying in worship. The psalmist says, I will continually praise your holy name. The Bible says, this is the will of the Father, that in every situation, everything, give thanks unto him. Stay in that praise and worship and thankfulness. Stay in that state, and you begin to change. Don't look for the manifestation of the item yet, the material stuff. Look and allow the change to happen in you, so that that change, once it begins to happen in you, focus on that. Look for it. See it happening. as you see it happen, allow it to engulf you more and more, because what it'll happen is that as you do that, you will receive it faster. That revelation will become more secure and more fast, and that you'll get it, because once you recognize it, your faith will be focused on that, and you are going to get stronger in your faith, and you're not going to move because of the circumstances, the impotence of your body, the barrenness of the situation, the fact that the crowd was there, all those tests that are before you, you're going to be, they're going to disappear, and you're going to learn. You're going to become fully persuaded. You're going to have faith in God. And when you have faith in God, you'll be able to say to that mountain, "Be thou removed," and it'll be done because of your faith in your God. And that's what Abraham did. And his father said, "You will be the father of many nations." The woman with the issue of blood, when she found out that Jesus Christ was a healer, she got all of her stuff. And I want to come and say to you guys, it's not over yet. Remember that the praise and worshiping is for us. It is to change us. Look to yourself for the change to happen. Because once you it happens to you, then the stuff will come to pass because you have faith. And once you have faith, the law of faith, once you believe it, once you see it and believe it, it's yours. It will manifest quickly. But you have to go in, allow worship, praise, thanksgiving, and all of those beautiful principles and way of thinking and living. Let it change you so that you can have faith in God and become fully persuaded that he's able to do what he said he would do. The Bible says that the just shall live by faith. You will by faith and not by sight.